Burnt
that was
ready.
Dated July 10th, 2009 at 9:30 in the morning approximately. We are at room 414 in the state capitol in Pierre, and also in room 482 at the University Center in South Dakota. Joining us by phone are the applicants for the waiver, and in we have Commissioner Johnson is here, Commissioner Hansen, and Commissioner Kolbeck are all three present. Today we have to deal with Document 09-002. In the matter of a filing by H&I Grain Company for an approval of a waiver, ARSB 2010-1214, and specifically the request requires H&I Grain to submit a renewed financials to the commission within 30 days to retain a Class A grain buyer's license. Now, the question before the commission today is how shall the commission proceed? And we will start with staff, either Mr. Melhoff or Ms. Semmler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Jim from staff, Jim Melhoff. And I'll just start out by giving a brief background of how we arrived here today. In the 2008 legislative session, we made changes to the statute that required a higher level of financial review if a applicant wanted to have a Class A grain buyer's license. The statute changed it and assigned, I guess we were given rulemaking authority to determine what those standards would be. So, with the knowledge that most grain buyers or most applicants would have already begun, or some of them would have already concluded their financial statement, their fiscal years, and had turned everything over to their accountants, we purposely let the rulemaking process go beyond July 1st, so that with the knowledge that a lot of folks would have already started the compilation process, so that they would be grandfathered in for the 08-09 licensing period, which H&I Grain was one that submitted a compiled statement for that season. Well, then subsequently we finished the rulemaking process, which required then for a applicant for a Class A buyer to submit a reviewed statement. And we did send letters out to all of our licensed entities letting them know that if they wanted to continue a Class A as a Class A, that the following year they would have to submit a reviewed statement. In my conversations with Joanne from H&I, she misunderstood what that meant. She thought that the Public Utilities Commission would be doing a different type of analysis on their statement rather than requiring a different level of financial statement review. So that's how we got here today. We received a compiled statement for this year. We sent them a letter letting them know that we had to have a reviewed statement. And, of course, they responded saying that they wanted to have a Class A and asked for an extension. Staff is in favor of granting them extra time because they currently are holding some voluntary credit sale contracts, which according to statute they would have to be paid off by the end of today, being that they have had a Class B license since July 1. And we think it would put the producers in a difficult position to have those paid off. Their current financial statements, the compiled statement that we have, is well within the requirements. The only problem is that it's a compilation rather than a review or an audit. So that's where we're at today. If you have any questions for me, you can certainly ask them later, or perhaps H&I Grain would like to make a statement.
Thank you, Mr. Melhoff. There's a little bit of a delay, so I hope I wasn't talking over anyone. I did check the comments, though. I don't have a list, but I believe I heard Joanne Stephenson. Are you on the telephone line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and I believe probably Mr. Richard Helsper. Are you on the line?
I am, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, and then just to clarify, is there anybody else on the telephone lines listening in on this docket? Okay, good. Ms. Stephenson or Mr. Helsberg, would you like to respond to staff?
Well, Mr. Chairman, this is Richie Allspurn. Just very briefly, I believe the staff has made a recommendation supporting our request for a waiver. It would be for a time period, I am assuming, although it doesn't say it, from July 1st to July 31st. For that 30-day period, we have submitted an engagement letter with Carlin and Miller. That should be part of the docket. Indicating we have retained them, and so H&I is ready to move very expeditiously to comply with the law. They just need the 30-day extension.
Thank you, Mr. Helsberg. Commission questions?
Commissioner, I have one, if that's okay.
Yes, please.
Mr. Mohoffer, walk me through, are there unintended consequences that I'm not seeing by making such an extension? And what's the downside?
I don't necessarily see a downside to it. I think it's only upside in this case, Mr. Chairman.
Do we have any reason to believe, reviewing the compiled statements, that anything in them isn't an accurate reflection of reality?
A compiled statement, just by its nature, is the numbers that are provided by the management of the company, and it's just put into a form that complies with generally accepted accounting principles. So they're really.
Mr. Mohoff, I'm asking about past inspections. I guess you wouldn't have inspections on grain buyers, but has there been anything in your interaction with this applicant in the past that would, you know, lead you to believe that these compiled statements aren't an accurate reflection?
No, and we actually do inspect grain buyers that are facilities-based, which H&I Grain of Hetland is. They operate three facilities. They all receive regular inspections.
Oh, sure. So talk to me about those. How have those been generally?
Generally good. There's nothing that we would call a red flag that would lead us to believe that these financial statements are inaccurate.
Perfect. Thanks. That's all I've got, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. Johnson. Commissioner Hansen.
Mr. Melhoff, are the net worth and working capital structures within the parameters of what we would expect?
Yes, the net worth requirements and the working capital requirements are both well in excess of the requirements on the compiled statements. It would be interesting to see what the reviewed statements show, but if the reviewed statements would come back the same, they would be well within the requirements.
Thank you. Has the applicant been cooperative in all respects with you?
Yes, with this issue they've been very cooperative and understanding. I mean, obviously they didn't heed the letter that was sent, and they claim that, you know, they misunderstood it to mean that we would be reviewing their financial statements differently. So in that sense, you know, I guess if you would call that uncooperative, I wouldn't characterize it as that.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you. I can share. Mm-hmm.
This is Commissioner Kobach. I just have one for Mr. Helsberg. Has anything changed in the information up to today? Is the review still in order and the accountants are still in line to get this accomplished in the next 30 days?
As far as I know, Joanne could address that, but we've engaged Carlin and Miller, and I don't know. Joanne, do you have a particular time or frame that you're going to be meeting with these folks? Or?
He said that he's going to get as much done by the 17th when we leave for Alaska. So he's trying to get it done this week, next week.
Okay, and certainly it's all going to be done within
It'll all be done within the end of the month.
Within the 30 days.
Yep.
Commissioner, I have nothing new to add as far as information other than the submission of the engagement letter. I know of no adverse activity regarding H&I grain. There's nothing that's come to my attention. They've continued to do business and honoring their contracts as they always have done. So I don't have anything new to report to you.
Okay, yeah, and my question basically pertains to up to a minute process if we were going to grant the waiver and make sure that the ship was still driving in the correct direction.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's been no changes that I'm aware of, and I'm sure, Joanne, you would say this. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Any other questions by commissioners? If not, any action? I will motion in GD09-002 that the commission approve the waiver for July 1st until July 31st for H&I Grain Company to approve this waiver. Motion's been made. Second's not needed. Any discussion? If not, we'll continue to vote. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Kovac votes aye also. Motion passes.
Is that sufficient for Melhoff?
Mr. Melhoff, is that motion sufficient for what you need?
Well, thank you for calling the commissioner, but I'm going to defer.
You are a county city commissioner.
That is correct. I think we should defer to Mr. Smith. Do we need to mention the statute that applies in this case?
I don't think so, because I think it's contained in the other documentation in the docket. That's just my thought. Maybe Kara has a different view. I don't mind it, but haven't we, don't the filings themselves pretty clearly lay out the rule at issue, which is rule number 14?
This is Kara Semler. I think the filings do lay that out. Should the motion contain a statement that H&I Grain will retain its Class A license? I think the motion just had waiver language, didn't it? I don't know. What do you think, Mr. Smith?
Well, it wouldn't hurt, if somebody wants to clarify that. Wouldn't hurt. Again, I think that's what they've asked for, so I'm not sure we need it, but if one of the commissioners would want to make a clarifying motion that they will retain their Class A status, that'd be fine.
I probably hosed up the original motion, I can do that. Any commissioner comments? If not, I'll motion in GD09-002 that H&I Grain Company retain the Class A grain buying license while they're underneath the condition of a waiver from July 1st until July 31st. Pursuant to ARSB 2010-12-14. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
And Commissioner Kovac votes aye also. Does that give the commission a better feeling, Mr. Smith? Any other business before the commission at this time? Hearing none, any motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We have a motion. No second is required. Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Kovac votes aye also. We are adjourned. Thank